a little bit of USA, if you want.
I don't feel like I'm at the doctor right now.
I don't know. I'm like, all right, tell me about your problems. So. No, I mean, I guess I should start about why I started the podcast. I have always been on my own ass about creating content.
Yes.
And I think that with what I've discovered in the last few weeks, even a few months, honestly, with certain clients, this has been a really good pathway for them to create long-form content, right? For, like, YouTube, where they talk about specific topics, have different guests on.
A little bit of a channel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then the beauty is that you can turn that YouTube into an audio podcast, right? So it'll go to Apple, it'll go to Spotify.
Yeah.
And then from that long YouTube video, you have the short form that you can cut out. So 7 to 15 to 60
seconds.
Yeah,
so like
seconds.
One meeting, you're kind of creating content for a good amount of things.
Yeah, so then it works for me, right? Because I get to post you and post like our conversation. And then it works for you because you get to post yourself talking about your business and your story. So
very interesting.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You don't have to pretend like it's real fancy or anything like that. So I guess we'll start about, you can speak to the camera if you'd like, but just tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so my name's Angelica. I started in the beauty industry when I was 15. I used to do hair and makeup with my mom for years, up until like my mid-20s. Didn't really love it, did it just for work kind of vibes. And then kind of touched back into the beauty industry when my sister opened her lash salon. So she kind of forced us, a little bit of a sisterly push.
Yeah.
But it really worked out in the end. Now we're all working together, my older sister, my younger sister. It was just us three for quite a while. So that was really nice. And this year we finally expanded a little bit more. So we have quite a few new people. So that's been really nice, opening it up to some more babes. Our salon's called Lash Babes, okay. So that's the vibe for us. I've just had lots of jobs, but this is something that I really, truly enjoy and really love. And it's funny because I know me and you used to work together quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
We were both servers.
Many years ago,
So full circle, pretty cool that, you know, you're now your own business person. I'm my own business person. Now we're here having this conversation. So very nice.
You know, I think that there's probably something to say about being waiters and like understanding kind of the back end of how things work and like being paid every day, you know, like that's another concept.
You're literally, your personality and your communication skills is your money maker.
Yeah,
so
huge customer service.
You're terrible at talking to people, you're not going to make money that day, you know? So I definitely think that having that as a base, that was my job for the longest. I was a bartender server for so
long.
7 years?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But the money was good. Yeah. The money was fast. You get addicted to that feeling of just, oh, go in, make a few $100.
Mm-hmm. You left well before COVID, right?
Right before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that was probably the only time that airport has ever taken a hit like that. Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. I'm glad I left. It worked out great. If that wouldn't have happened, I would have never been where I'm at now.
For sure, yeah.
So kind of like a learning experience.
So you said your sister was the first one?
Yes. So my sister started doing lashes quite a few years ago on her own from home. And then she branched off, started her own salon. My younger sister had graduated high school and college and started working there part time. And I was the last one to get dragged in.
Oh, wow. I thought you were the first one.
I was fighting it. Yeah. I don't know if you remember, I was doing teeth whitening.
I do remember that. Yeah.
That's how I actually started my business. Just teeth whitening only with my coworkers, my friends, family. And then just kind of slowly went to esthetician school, got that done. Now I don't even do teeth whitening. We actually hired a girl at the salon. Her name's Crystal.
Okay.
So she's doing that. But yeah, pretty wild to think about how your roots get started.
How many people are you now at the business?
All together, my sister, the owner, me, my other sister, that's three of us. Crystal is our teeth whitening girl. Sarah's our new lash tech. And then we have a massage therapist. Her name's Jessica. So there's about six of us.
Sick. So full on spa, basically.
So far, yeah. And possibly more people coming.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we want to be a one-stop shop.
Growth is sick. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I guess since you're on your way up, where do you see yourself in the next, like, I guess we'll do 1 year and then we could do 5 years.
Okay.
Yourself and your business.
In the next 1 year, I hope to be really reining in my clientele.
Okay.
And in the next 5 years, hopefully, you know, kind of dip into some other concepts, maybe expand. My business is called BBA Beauty, so Babes by Angelica.
Okay.
So kind of want to open that up. That's why I chose the name Beauty, because there's so many avenues that I can really kind of touch into. And I still feel really young. Like, I feel like there's so much ahead of me.
You can still try a bunch of stuff out. And
yeah, and I love trying things. And even if I fail, now I know how not to do it. Yeah, you know? Yeah. So kind of just going through that. On a serious note, you know, I just had some very close aunt of mine recently pass.
I'm sorry about that.
And thank you. One of the things that she told me before she, you know, passed was just live your life. Mm-hmm. You know, enjoy yourself. Don't be embarrassed. Like, be yourself.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, our time is limited. So, yeah, I just feel like I'm at the point in my life where I'm just enjoying the process. And there's just so much to come. You just don't know. So just kind of like leaving my mind open to that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think as business owners, I frequently find that we struggle to think about 5-year increments because...
For sure. Because 6 months feels like...
Even next week, you're like, oh my God,
what do I have going on? Yeah. Exactly.
So, I mean, just... And your mindset about failure is very healthy as well because you need to have that. I mean, like, especially in a very fast-changing environment. Right? I mean, how fast-changing is the beauty industry? Very fast.
Very quick. Yeah, there's a new trend. It's on. You have to be on it. Like,
yeah, if you're not licensed, someone else is going to get licensed for it.
Correct.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think it has to be... your mentality in it, because if not, you get stuck behind, you know, because there's businesses that are still beauty businesses, but they're not doing any of the new stuff, and they have their clientele.
A little more antiquated, people get stuck in their ways. I just think it's definitely important to be open-minded. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I like it. I love what I do.
Sick.
I do. So getting paid and making money is just a plus side of it.
It has to be, yeah.
I go into work, you know, all my other jobs, I had to wear scrubs. I was a dental assistant. I had to do, you know, the work clothes,
the
blue collar up to here. So, like, I love getting glam for work. I love putting on my heels for work. Like, that is part of the being your own business owner.
Yeah.
Having my own schedule. If I want to take off a week, like, I can take off a week.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, you're responsible for your own happiness. At the end of the day, when you're a business owner. So that's something that, you know, the positive.
No, absolutely. I mean, your positive is getting to glam up. Mine is getting to glam down.
Exactly.
I mean, I used to work at a bank, and it was every day where, I mean, I used to
little tie.
Tie for no reason, I feel like, in the end. Because when I left, I was like, let me just wear some shorts and a t-shirt to pluck into work, you know, for the day.
essentially, you know, yeah, that so makes sense.
Everybody has their reasons to get out of it. So I definitely get that. Awesome. So... If you had some advice for someone that's just getting started, that maybe they're at that phase where you're doing your teeth whitening, or you still are thinking about what you want to do, you know, you're not set necessarily, but you know that you want to keep going. What would be some advice?
My advice would be try everything and anything. Mm-hmm. See what brings you joy, because at the end of the day, you're going to be doing this day in and day out. So if you do it for the money, it's never going to work. Mm-hmm. So definitely try everything you can. So you can really see what you're good at, what you enjoy, and then focus on those things. Even if it takes you, you know, 6 months to a year to build on that, and then you just gradually keep adding to your services. At the end of the day, it's all about growth.
Yeah.
So growth is never fast, and if it's fast, it's not good.
Absolutely.
You know? So slow and steady is always best. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, you want to do things good. That's, at the end of the day, that's what I feel like my clients like me, is because I'm very genuine. Mm-hmm. I'm very honest, and I have this work ethic where I'm like, I want to do things right.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to most of the time. You go get your car changed, you go get, you know, things done. You want things done right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, the people in your life that do any task, right, you want them to be passionate. Maybe not passionate, because, you know, you're not going to be passionate about everything.
Yeah.
But you want them to be the type of person that's going to do their best no matter what situation they're in. Because more than likely, if it's not, like, exciting, they're on their way up to do something bigger.
Correct.
You know? So
it's on the back burner.
Even at Papa's, or sorry, I'm not gonna mention Papa's. That's gonna be funny. Even at that place, it was do your best. You know, it was you never know who's watching, you never know what your next steps are gonna be, and that was just the mentality that you know that I adapted into every job and even now. Right?
You know what? I'm not gonna lie to you. That is actually one thing that I did take away positive. My old GM, his name was Marco.
Mm-hmm. He hired me there, yeah.
Correct. Man, he just instilled this work ethic into me as well. Like, my dad, thank God, but he just made me feel like, you know, you got to present yourself in such a way that people just are drawn to you. Mm-hmm. And he was so passionate about his job. It made me be passionate about serving, you know? So I think finding those key people in your life that really kind of form you to be the person that you are in the long run from every job or every place that you come to, it really kind of resonates with you. Yeah. And then you end up becoming like this mixture, and then you bring your own kind of like little flair into it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like that's the thing again. Not everything's a negative. Yes, maybe you didn't like where you were at or what you were doing, but you got something from it. So kind of just kind of keep filling your basket. And
oh, yeah. No, yeah. I definitely feel like that about my job history, where I almost hated, I want to say I hated most of my jobs, but they were not
we
something
can say
I
it. Wanted Nobody to knows. Do. Right? Yeah.
But I, even what you said about Marco is completely true, because I feel like my interview with him was very short, but I could tell that his objective there was to have success in the business.
Oh,
right?
Correct.
Like, it was just... like, have pride in no matter what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of people that work there kind of have that same
mentality,
or that stuck with them as well. So what was my question for that? I can't even remember.
I don't know. I'm just having a great time right now.
Absolutely. I like that. Okay, so what about business advice in general? Like, once you have your business, what would be a good piece of advice for someone to grow even further than...
Invest in yourself. At the end of the day, when you work for other companies, you're putting yourself into that company to make them better.
Mm-hmm.
But the best part about having your own business is you're investing into yourself, so you're only going to succeed more.
Yeah.
Whether it be in trainings, whether it be in, you know, reading books, doing things that keep your mental health positive, because at the end of the day, that's what's really important. So for me, like, sometimes these trainings are expensive,
yeah,
like $2,000-$3,000, and you're just like, do I really
want to
do this? Yeah. But at the end of the day, you're feeding yourself. So if you're continuously investing in yourself and believing in yourself, whether it be financially with these trainings or things like that, you can't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, money comes and goes. It's going to come back to you in another way. But I think investing in yourself is the best thing to do. Don't
yeah.
be afraid. You know, put it on a credit card, pay it off later, or, you know, save up a little bit from each month, and then be like, okay, every 3 to 4 months, I'm going to take a training.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like what I like to do. Every 6 months, I tell myself, okay, I want to start something new,
mm-hmm.
or I want to kind of tap into something else. And just take your time. Really
yeah.
do your research and make sure that you are, whatever you're tapping into is not just for the money,
mm-hmm.
like I said. So investing in yourself is important, but also try not to just be like everybody else. Be you.
Yeah.
Because that's what attracts people. You know, I'm really goofy, and sometimes it's a little outrageous, but my clients like that, and
yeah.
I attract that person. And so then when my clients come, it's kind of like we're chit-chatting, we're having a good time. And, oh, by the way, while you're here, let's do your brows. Like,
yeah.
you know, so investing in yourself, being happy with yourself, going to the gym, doing things that make you happy, because then you're just kind of emitting that energy.
You bring that vibe.
Yeah. Like, even today, this interview, like, awesome. I'm so glad that you were able to invite me and have me here. And, like, we're able to kind of have this little back and forth
yeah.
with our own experiences. So... yeah, you invested in yourself. I'm sure all this equipment here is pricey,
yeah.
you know, and when you were probably first getting things, you're like, oh, what am I doing? But now look at you, full
yeah,
full circle, dude, and you're still just starting.
It's like, that consistent, so absolutely, that's how it feels, that it's just the beginning still. And it's that consistency aspect of it, where you buy one thing here, you buy one thing there, and it's really just an investment. I think that goes into, like, the mentality as far as people paying for personal trainers and it being, like, real expensive. That the more expensive you get the trainer, basically, the more likely you are to keep going.
Correct.
Because
it's keeping you accountable.
Absolutely, because you're not just like, ah, it's free. Or
you're
just wasting time, or, you know, $10 or whatever. It's
I'll go tomorrow. Like...
absolutely. It makes you really second think that and say, okay, I'm investing in myself. Let me respect myself as such.
Yeah, and, you know, we do so much for other people because, you know, you're a nice guy, I'm a nice person, you know, and you do so much for
mm-hmm.
other people, but it's like, you need to do that for yourself.
Yeah.
Because then you have more energy to continue doing that,
yeah.
you know? And I'm sure you're at sleeping at night and you're like, oh man, that equipment in that room, like, I gotta make it work.
Yeah.
You know, even props to you for starting this podcast. Like,
thanks,
it takes guts, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what motivated me was I saw this statistic that said, and I don't even know if it's true, honestly, because I've been trying to look it up since and I haven't found the exact one, because I saw it like on Twitter or something. And it was like, there's 4 million podcasts. I used to say 9. I found out the number's 4. There's 4 million different podcasts.
That we know of that are
That we know of. Yeah, exactly. Maybe 9. So we'll talk about that later. Out of those 9 million, 80% don't make more than one episode.
Okay.
So you can imagine how many people were like, oh, I want to start a fucking podcast. And they start a podcast. They have one episode. No game plan.
And that's it.
And then they're just like, I'll do the next one next week. And then that just keeps... and you know how 1 week goes.
And you know what? At the end of the day, it's really just us feeling like people are judging us.
Yeah.
But it's all in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, yeah, the first episode, I felt like I was going to make it, like, it feels like you're making it more for a local crowd, but you never know who's going to see it. Like, someone in Michigan, shout out Michigan, I don't know why, they may see it and be like, I resonate with this guy, you know, he's a
little H-Town flavor.
Who knows, yeah, mix it up, chop and screw our voices or something.
We should. We should do a little mixtape.
So then out of those, yeah, that would be sick. Out of those percentages, then another 90% don't make more than 10. And then out of those, another 99 don't make more than 21 episodes. So I test myself. It was a challenge. I was like, plan out 22 episodes.
Okay.
And
22 is a good number.
Yeah. So it just made sense. I was like, then we're in the top 1% of content. Even if nobody's watching us, we're in that 1% of people.
Yeah, that have and you know what? I feel like content and creating and doing these artistic things, because at the end of it is an art. Mm-hmm. You're creating this thing that is just yours, your baby. So like, whether you get views or not, that's not what's important. At the end of the day, it's like you kind of expressing your creativeness and you know, you even just choosing people to kind of be in your episodes, that's really nice. Mm-hmm. Like, you could have literally just done a whole podcast talking by yourself.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
true.
Which I'm sure you have a ton to talk
about.
You know, like, but I think that's probably where your success is going to come from, and that you do have so far, is because you are more of like, I want to see other people succeed, mm-hmm. and hopefully in the same time, I'll succeed as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get what you put out.
Yeah.
So
I appreciate that. Well, that's true. Yeah. I was going to touch on it earlier, because I have, the way my mind works is you'll be talking and then I'll think of, boop. All right, I was like, I really want to, don't forget that. And then you'll talk about something else. You're like, oh, fuck, this is also
it's
really
called
good
ADHD,
to talk about.
And I do have it.
I have it severely. Absolutely.
Oh, high five. ADHD vibes.
Yeah. I was like, let me get my medicine real quick. So the thing I was going to touch on was you attract the clients that you bring mm-hmm. out. And that's hard to really understand at first, because you're like, I want to appeal to everybody. I want everybody to like me. I want, you know, and that really ends up working against you, because in the end, if you, or let's say like myself, like if I were to really focus on the business being a very uptight, I don't want to use the word uptight, but something very corporate, not very friendly.
Let's call it square.
Well, yeah, square style.
Square,
you know?
Style.
Shout out square.com. That's a benefit. You end up attracting clients like that, right? People that only want to be serious, that don't want to have fun, that don't really have any
very like structured and
I can imagine for you that's killer, because you're like, you, when you talk to clients, it's not over the phone or in the email, you're in their face.
Yeah,
you know?
Literally.
So if you have someone that's square, right, you don't want them to square up your vibe, or you don't necessarily want to deal with them on a regular basis.
Well, I feel like I'm a chameleon when it comes to that, though.
Well, I'm
I
sure.
feel like you're
I'm
like
sure.
that, too.
Well, that person may feel like they are more extroverted, you know?
Correct.
Like, they may not actually be extroverted, but you're attracting the type of person
you're
that thinks
it out of
that they're doing it, you know? But you don't want someone that's like, you speak Spanish?
Yes, I
like,
do.
Like, you don't want anybody like amargado to
amargado,
come and,
yeah.
like, yeah, to bitter
that
up your
sour,
vibe.
Sour, bitter,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, so. Dora the Explorer vibes, yeah. But
non-Espanol speakers.
Espanol. That's a perfect example of just attracting people into your business that you really want, because that's going to build your long-term clientele. You know, like all those people that you are resonating with, that you make laugh, that or think you're silly. Hey, go check out Angelica, because she does my lashes and she does a great job. She's a good vibe.
Yeah.
You know? And like for me, word of mouth has been the sole growth factor for us. Like, we don't really do additional advertising, not because we don't believe in it, but just because, like what you said, we want to see a lot of people succeed.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't treat ourselves that way, where we're like, let me put myself on the back burner.
And it's almost kind of like a challenge.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see what I can do with my own mm-hmm. power of attraction.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. I mean, like, I want to practice what I preach, right? So, like,
exactly.
One of the things I want to do is, this is the first time I've announced it so far on the podcast, but I want to do a challenge, right, for small businesses where it's basically 90 days. The total thing is 90 days, but it's 3 30-day challenges.
Okay? 3 30-days. Okay.
I'm going to try to say it slowly.
Break it down.
Yeah.
A little bit.
The first 30 days are all about self-discovery and introduction. So, like, for yourself, if you were to do it for your business, it would be like, what's your mission statement? Do you have a mission statement right now?
I think I have one written down.
Okay. Well, you should know it off the top of your head. Now you know that.
Wow.
Sorry.
I was working on it.
No. Yeah. So I've been working on mine, right? Everybody's working on their stuff, but like, it's mission, it's values, it's audience. It's making sure that you really have an understanding about that stuff, because that all plays a much bigger factor into your brand than like the colors that you choose or, you know, stuff like that. So first 30 days are that. It's understanding your business, understanding where you're at, as well as introduction to different softwares and different social media stuff.
Like, using all of your advantages.
Yeah, like, you're on Google?
I am not.
So you need to be on Google.
Okay.
Because
Sorry, Dad.
Absolutely. sorry. I didn't even say absolutely.
No, you're good.
Because Google is king of SEO, right?
Yeah.
You know what SEO is?
No. So it's just nod and smile.
No, absolutely. Because a lot of small business owners are in your situation, right? Where, like, I feel like all the stuff I know, most people should know already, or like they do all know, but they don't. Like,
yeah.
They have no
but this
clue.
Is like your niche.
Exactly.
So
I'm so deep in it that I forget what is common knowledge.
You
and
mean
what
you
is
don't
not.
Know?
Yeah. So what are you talking about? Get off the podcast. So SEO is search engine optimization, right?
Okay.
It's whenever you search for lashes in Pasadena or Houston or whatever, you want to be on the top results, right?
I see.
Ideally, whenever people would advertise, we can get you to the top of Google. That's mm-hmm. what they were talking about. That's not a thing anymore. Like,
okay.
Because it's so hard to really figure out how to be on the top.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff you can do to benefit yourself. So Google My Business is their main organic directory of businesses,
okay.
right? So whenever you search, like if I were to search lashes right now in my Maps app, it mm-hmm. would pop up all the lashes around my area.
Which is like a ton. Yeah.
A ton. So you want to be able to stick out. Mm-hmm. So one, reviews. Mm-hmm. You're big on reviews.
Yes, huge on reviews.
Everybody that comes through your door that you feel had even a slightly good time, I'll even give out free game right now and say that what I tell people or what I suggest that you ask the clients to say, if you feel like you had a 5-star experience with me,
yeah.
I would really appreciate you fill out this survey or this reviews link. And if you didn't, please let me know so I can make my business better.
Okay.
And then that way you get some a feedback, right, from your client.
Yeah.
You avoid them leaving a shitty review, hopefully. Forgive my language. And then
we'll bleep that out, don't
no,
worry.
No, there's been cussing the whole time. You're the only one that hasn't cussed so far, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm really controlling myself.
Everybody's super aggressive. I don't know why.
It's the CBD coffee I just had. Shout out to Lazy Days.
Shout out Lazy Days. I'm fucking distracted. So reviews is the one of the main
yeah.
things, right? So you want to stick out whenever your lashes compared to somebody else's lashes pops up, you want to be 150 reviews compared
yeah,
to 25
because that's what
reviews.
You do. I do. If I'm going to go somewhere, the first thing I do is look at the reviews.
Yeah.
Is it even worth my
especially
time?
In a different city or like anything like that. Like if you're a food place, that's extremely critical.
Yeah.
So reviews is number one.
Okay.
Number two is your profile. So like
okay.
your photos, your videos. You want people to see it and understand what the whole vibe is, what the experience
yeah.
is without even having
what they're walking into, essentially.
Like you should make a video that says, hey, I'm Angelica and I'm fucking crazy. And, you know, sorry for saying that, obviously. But, you know, just shows your vibe.
Yeah.
And that way they see it before they ever enter the business and it allows them to get the brand. But on top mm-hmm. of that, Google's going to treat you better because you're using their system.
It's to their advantage. So
no one used Google Plus. Do you remember that? Google Plus was a thing back then.
Okay, let me just say this really fast. I'm a grandma.
Okay. Well, Google Plus was a thing whenever Facebook was popping off. Like,
okay.
People were like, get a Facebook, make sure you have a Google Plus because same rules. Like Google owns the atmosphere on the internet where you're searching.
Yeah.
So you got to play by the rules. If they're like, hey, we're going to have this new software, you fucking use
you
that new software.
It.
Yeah. Even if you don't know what's going on, you being in the top 1% of people that are using it is going to be your benefit.
Okay.
So then they added posts, offers, and updates.
Okay.
So I imagine you have that every fucking month, right? Where you have different services or different things you want to promote.
Yeah.
Or even just updates in your businesses, like adding new employees,
mm-hmm.
new services. My advice, which is a bit dramatic, is to post on there every day.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see it a bit slow at first, but when you start comparing your numbers and you see...
And okay. this is for the Google.
This is for
saying.
Google, yes,
okay.
because if you do the Google My Business, or mm-hmm. that's what it used to be called. So now it's just under Google, Google
yeah.
Maps, like that's where you would manage it.
Okay.
You have the ability to show up organically or show up higher organically.
Versus them having to actually look for you.
Yeah, and then, yeah, exactly. Because you'll see at first, it'll be like 90% of your searches are looking for Angelica Lash Babes, right?
Oh, I
like
see.
It's looking for you specifically.
Yeah.
Then you start noticing that 90% of your searches are people looking for lashes, people looking for lash lifts, people looking for tints. And then that way you're popping up as a top result for
yeah.
them because of your reviews,
you're
because of your posts.
Because
they know that you're not fucking around. If
yeah.
you're every day posting in Google, this person obviously has something to promote. You
yeah.
know, they're not scared to
it's
talk about what they're doing.
It's a concrete business that you can actually...
And that's all it is, you know,
yeah.
because people don't even visit websites anymore. Like, I'm not saying websites are not important because
they
are.
I agree.
How often do you check out a whole business's menu, a whole business's services before you even check out
no.
their website? So... That's why I feel like social media and including the digital space with like Google is so important.
Yeah.
So
I'm actually pretty genuinely surprised. You know, at this point, even now 3 years in, the only place I really truly promote is on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just started doing a Facebook business page, kind of pushing on there. But yeah, all of my clients have been all from Instagram, all from referrals. And then just now Facebook, actually, I've noticed it's more of a Hispanic culture. I'm having a lot of Spanish-speaking people messaging me on Facebook versus the young girls on Instagram.
Yeah.
So I think it definitely has to do with that age difference as well.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is a huge thing. I think maybe like 35 to 65. That's the group, which is actually an ideal clientele for me because I want somebody who's regular. I want somebody who's looking forward to coming and glamming themselves once a month. You know, the young girls, oh, there's a concert. Oh, I have something this weekend. Like,
I need someone right now.
Yeah. And so I do have my loyals, but, you know, definitely trying to broaden my horizon. So that's good information for you to let me know because, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so are you on TikTok at all?
No. Oh, slightly.
So the only reason I say that is because if you have a bunch of content on Instagram, that's basically content that you could just be automatically uploading to TikTok.
I have, but your girl's, like I said, a grandma.
That's completely fair. I'll show you some things.
I do feel like my ADHD is a big factor in that. Sometimes I just have like this spurt of energy and I just create a lot of content and then I'll just kind of like slowly post it. And then there's those weeks where I'm just like, oh, it just seems like a hassle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely my headspace is my number one
factor in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, creating the content sucks. Like, that's what I could describe, is that it sucks. Like, I love cameras, I love the whole setup, but sometimes I just don't want to talk, and then sometimes I'll edit it and be like, I hate myself after doing it.
But so, you go through burnout phases.
Absolutely. But I think that figuring out ways to make it as efficient as possible is going to be good. So, like, I was very, I'll even say, like, anti-TikTok for a long time because I hated small business owners wasting their time and their money. So, like, I wasn't going to charge someone to manage their TikTok if their services are so local that even if they go super viral, it's not going
to
make a difference.
You're only going to, you don't have anything to sell. You don't have anything to, that you can actually do it through the internet versus them having to
be. Yeah, like, you might, and especially at the beginning stages of TikTok, maybe not beginning, but like a year plus ago, there was no localized features. It was very much as widespread as you're going to be. You know, like, you could go viral in China and have zero benefit here. That's basically what I was telling people.
You go to China, though, literally, you're like,
you're popping shit over there. You know, go start an international business and really good. But now the shift has gotten, and I'm sure you've seen it, where everything has gotten to vertical video.
Yes. Right?
Like Instagram, YouTube. I don't know if you know.